You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Fresno State is celebrating the tradition of spoken word poetry in the African American community with the Lift Every Voice Virtual Poetry Slam to be held next Thursday at 7 p.m. The event will be hosted by former Fresno Poet Laureate Brian Medina. I spoke to him about the event, but first we discussed the inaugural poem written and recited by Amanda Gorman and the power of poetry to help us mark seminal moments in our history.
Poetry and poets themselves, you know, they harken back to the days where people used to huddle, you know, to tell their stories. And the only rhythm they had was that of their heart to tell these wonderful stories about their village, their town, their city, you know, other people. And to bring poems and poets into such a venue like this to tell people to recognize the importance of such monumental happenings is just fantastic, because we not only think about the past, but we're also bringing it forward and taking it to that place where it could reach people on a deeper level. And so that's why I think, you know, this young lady who did her thing, it's going to go far and wide and reach different people, different ages, and it's going to resonate with people.
And I think it's also something that's going to resonate over time. You know, I look back to some of the inauguration poems from the past, and they sort of hum in a different frequency with the benefit of time as well.
Oh, totally. Just definitely. You know, it just shows you not only the staying power, but the real human experience of hearing people perform or speak their words.
So I'd like to talk to you about the event that you are going to be hosting next week on Thursday, which honors the tradition of spoken word poetry within the African American community. But before we talk about the event, I'd like for you to talk about that tradition. What can you tell us about that history?
Wow. Well, slam poetry is a form of poetry performance that combines the elements of performance, writing, competition, and audience participation. Yeah, it's performance, it's writing, it's competition, and it's all about the audience. You know, can you move or sway the audience with just your words without having any background clutter with music, costumes, you know, other groups? It's just you, the microphone, and the audience. And then you have judges scoring that, you know, for competition. And this is where you see these wonderful communities being built by poetry and the slams and these wonderful slam masters who continue to bring these out, these wonderful stories out to people.
So what should folks know about the event next week?
It's going to be a good one. We have a great lineup of different backgrounds, different genders, different colors, speaking their truths, speaking their poetry performance truths to the internet crowd that's going to turn in to watch us. You know, it's going to be exciting. There's going to be a little bit of drama. There's going to be a little bit of everything. We're really swinging for the fences to bring not only good feelings and love to the Valley and, of course, Fresno State, but the performance themselves, because in the last few months, 8 months, 9 months since the pandemic, you know, we've seen a lot of things shut down, and to see art, you know, thrive in this and people wanting to hear art, you know, that's exciting all unto itself.
And then this is part of a national event or movement that's taking place. Can you just kind of put it into context with what's happening on a national level?
It's a grant, really. It's a grant from the Lift Every Voice virtual celebration of African American poetry. And in this grant, this is how we're doing this, you know, that Black lives and Black voices and people of color, their voices do matter. And to hold this in this form, I think speaks volumes and resonates with people, not only of the performers and the hosts who are putting this on, but the listeners. and to see what has been going on with people taking a stand for unjust laws, and to ball that up and to put it into an artistic form, that's just fantastic.
We love having poets on Valley Edition, and I would be remiss if I let you go without asking if you would be so kind as to share one of your works with us.
Yeah, not a problem. This one is one I wrote when I got the nomination for Poet Laureate for Fresno County. And what the thing is about that is when you go up there to City Hall to receive your plaque and your recognition for it, they want you to write a little something about Fresno. And as I was writing, I was, you know, talking to friends and whatnot and getting their opinions to see, you know, if it was, you know, the Brian Medina poem, you know what I'm saying? And so a few of them were like, I don't know, Brian, you know, this is the City Hall, they might not jive with it. And a few others said, you know what, you just be you. And it's like, yeah, I gotta be me. You know, I gotta tell my truth. I gotta tell Fresno, my Fresno poem, you know? So here it is. It's called Under the Skin. It starts with how the window is left, cracked open from another warm night leading into a morning that's already 78 degrees. I throw on khaki shorts, my favorite Miles Davis black shirt, sandals, and I'm out the door. On my way through urban sprawl, past convenience stores and gas stations, streets littered with dust, past sun-faded billboards, a newly waxed Hummer whizzing by across the road, past a homeless person pushing a shopping cart next to a field full of Hmong planet strawberries, where the tire-worn gravel shares its own stories of love and loss, random acts of violence, pain, and redemption. The sore-backed, blue-colored, dirt-ridden Chevy S10s mingling with white-collared middle management high-revving Beamers and Saabs from the walking, biking, or bus riding minimum wage earners wearing their freshly laundered uniforms off to another day's pay, living check to check, to the shrill shrieks of lawn tools from sweaty brown laborers landscaping down the street with their mix of broken English and Spanish, reminding me of my own family, where daddy's good cooking from outside brings the neighbors by every weekend during the hot Fresno summer evenings, while Motown's greatest croon from the nearly 20-year-old speakers placed out on the back porch anytime the pit is lit. Or when mama makes her Christmas time tamales given at the height of the foggy season in December, each a present all unto themselves, given freely to friends. Past streets named MLK, Fulton, Kings Canyon, coming back to finding myself under the lights of the trendy Tower District and jumping on the bus. Transfer. Sitting down, listening to two teenage girls, two seats from me, talking of classes and this year's rapidly approaching graduation in just weeks, both to be their family's first, one white, the other Muslim. My city, often referred to as a jaded and broken woman, and yet still, I open my arms. Drama is the tough skin of a tattoo. Pride is an act of remembering. Bus routes are arteries with corpuscles of people. A sigh is a mother praying. She pulls me closer. She lets me know I am home.
Wow. That was fantastic. Brian Medina, thank you so much for sharing your work with us and for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.